Okay, so now let's swing it on over to Bobby Gales right now, along with a special guest. Good morning again, Bobby.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So our topic of conversation is about police reform in Prince George's County. So I'm here with a member of the Justice Task Force for Progressive Maryland, Ms. Tamara Davis Brown. So Tamara, share with our listeners about Progressive Maryland's vision of what police reform would look like.
Great, thank you. Yes, Progressive Maryland has been looking at many justice reform issues. We want all investigations into police misconduct to be disclosed under the Maryland Public Information Act. Mm-hmm. We also want to create statutory limits on the use of force by law enforcement. We want to repeal the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. We also want to require use of body cameras for all law enforcement that are engaged with the public. So in the end, what we're hoping to see for policing in Prince George's is greater transparency as it relates to how the officers interact with the public, and hopefully that will eliminate the misconduct that we are seeing that has gripped our nation and has called for the movement of police reform and criminal justice reform.
Exactly. So for those who would like more information about Progressive Maryland and some of your initiatives, give us a website so people can reach out to you.
Sure. The website is www.progressivemaryland.org.
Fantastic. Well, Tamara, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners, and I wish you all the best with your efforts.
Great. Thank you again for having me, and I hope that the public will be engaged in this very important process.
Exactly. That's Tamara Davis Brown, a member of the Justice Task Force for Progressive Maryland. Now, if you would like more information about this organization and what they're doing and their initiatives, you can also go to WHUR.com for more details. Right now, let's take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.